From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A committee of South African lawmakers met Wednesday to review plans for an impeachment process to be enacted in law.
A concrete timetable that we must at least have a final draft of this important rule, an impeachment rule, by the end of January.
The discussion has been a priority amongst opposition parties ever since President Jacob Zuma was faced with corruption allegations. Martin Sigrist reports that rescue crews were forced to retreat from an Iranian oil tanker in the East China Sea on Wednesday following an explosion on the ship as fire raged for a fourth day after a dramatic collision.
The blast happened on board the tanker in the afternoon after rescue crews were dousing the ship with foam in an attempt to put out the fire. The cause and damage to the tanker from the incident were not clear. The ship was carrying condensate, a highly flammable ultralight crude, when it collided with a Chinese freight ship on Saturday. Martin Sigrist, VOA News.
The White House said Wednesday it is outrageous that a U.S. federal judge ordered President Donald Trump to keep in place a program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said an issue of this magnitude must go through the normal legislative process. She said that President Trump is committed to the rule of law and will work with members of both parties to reach a permanent solution. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. The European Union's chief observer for Kenya's 2017 elections says the process was far from perfect, signaling out in particular the country's politicians. Speaking Tuesday at the European Parliament, the EU chief election observer in Kenya, Mariette Shaake, blamed politicians for problems with the country's election.
The Kenyan people, including 5 million young people able to vote for the first time, did not fully enjoy their democratic rights, as are legally foreseen for all Kenyans. The electoral process was damaged by political leaders attacking independent institutions and by a lack of dialogue between the opposing sides, with escalating dispute and violence.
At least 15 million Kenyans voted in August, a huge turnout credited in part to technology, as many believe that biometric voter identification and electronic transmission of results would reduce electoral fraud. The EU mission suggested strengthening Kenya's independent institutions, improving the technology used in the elections, and also improving the election result mechanism. Malaysia has signed a deal with a Houston-based private firm, Ocean Infinity, to pay it up to $70 million U.S. if it can find missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 within 90 days. Lucy Fielder has more.
The flight went down in the Indian Ocean en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in March 2014. Its disappearance, along with all 239 people aboard, remains a mystery. Australia, China, and Malaysia ended a fruitless search last January. Now Houston-based private company Ocean Infinity has already dispatched its vessel and will start searching in 1 week to take advantage of good weather. It carries 8 autonomous vehicles that will scan the seabed, so it can search 4 times faster than previous efforts.
That was reporter Lucy Fielder. Prosecutors in Myanmar formally charged 2 journalists from the Reuters news agency Wednesday with violating the Official Secrets Act. Wa Lone was one of those charged.
This is unacceptable. I want to tell you that they are charging us like this to stop us finding the truth. Their actions are wrong and unfair, the way they are charging us.
He and Jia Sa-U face up to 14 years in prison if convicted. The International Olympic Committee will host talks on January 20th to discuss key details about North Korea's participation in next month's Winter Olympics in neighboring South Korea. The IOC said the meeting would make a series of essential decisions on the North's participation. These include the names of the athletes, official protocol, including flags, ceremonies, and the team's uniform. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.